Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we try and answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. My name is Marcus. Sarah is here.
Good day.
And Chris is here.
Here I am.
Lovely old job. Now, our teenage years can be full of ups and downs and everything in between as we really start to make our way in the world. Oscar Wilde once said, youth is wasted on the young, and hindsight is, of course, a wonderful thing. So with all that in mind, what would you say to your teenage self if you could go back in time and have a natter?
Oh, I've got all sorts of advice
for
her. Yeah, I mean, number one.
Yeah, buy the shoes.
Get a fringe earlier. It will change your life.
Do you think?
Honestly, when I got a fringe, everything changed.
You rock a fringe very well, I have to say.
Thank you. It needs a bit of a cut at the minute, but it's been a game changer for me.
Go on.
I just think I look so much better with one.
Right.
How old were you when you got one?
It was about 3-4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It wasn't... No, a bit longer. 5 or 6 years ago. But, it was honestly... It was a game changer.
Yeah.
So, firstly, do that. Stop wearing cardigans.
Yeah. This is advice to... If anyone's sort of... This is Sarah talking to herself.
Yeah. I mean, a fringe Marcus, doesn't I hope you didn't wear cardigans either, but...
No. No, I never wear a cardigan.
No.
Not even when they sort of came into men's fashion in the
Now moment. I wear a cardigan, but it was just 15-year-old me. It wasn't a good look.
Right.
With no fringe in a cardigan.
Fringe and cardigan.
Yeah.
Rock and ruddy roll.
I was the opposite of rock and roll.
Yeah.
On a slightly more serious note,
okay.
I would actually give a proper pep talk because I was very unhappy as a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
I hated school. Mm. Absolutely hated school. Was bullied. I was good at school, in terms of academic work, but I never felt like I fitted in, and I always felt like this. It was really hard, and I just wish I could say to her, you are going to be absolutely fine. I promise you, you're going to get a fringe, and you're going to go, and you're going to
that cardigan will come in handy one day.
Yeah. One day those will be in fashion.
Yeah,
you're just ahead of your time, babe. I've never been ahead of my time.
I can't imagine you saying babe. You just
that
did that.
So
yeah. I say babe quite a lot, actually. Oh. It started off as an ironic thing. You know, you're like, oh, babes.
Yeah.
And now I just do it. And I don't really like it. What have I become?
It's like when I call Chris Chrissy Baby.
Oh, he's Chrissy Baby, though.
Yeah.
I've started referring him to that.
Yeah,
well.
That's good. Yeah.
That's spread.
Excellent. Anyway, sure, carry on with it.
But so I think, everyone probably goes through a bit of a tumultuous time in their teens. It's a bit of a tongue twister.
Was your whole school life like that, or was it a certain period? As in, I think most of us as teenagers probably felt like we didn't really fit in. You pretend that you do, but
I don't ever remember being for me, going to university was when I was like, yes, this is me. I can be myself, and I without getting too mushy gushy about it, I was like, I really think I flourished, and I really started to figure out who I was.
Mm-hmm.
But at school, I constantly felt like I was just, I just didn't fit in.
Yeah.
And trying to be like other people, but always, it's hard to be like other people when you're wearing a cardigan.
Yeah.
I was never that happy. Mm. Also, maybe I was, probably just a bit of a moody teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's reasons for that. I mean, I forget now. I don't have the facts to hand, but
hormones.
Well, it is your body is going through a lot of changes, so there are scientific reasons why teenagers are a bit moody and so on and so forth.
It's the second most prominent time your brain becomes plastic or elastic. Plasticity, isn't it, where it becomes elastic?
Plastic.
Plasticity is your brain changing.
Some people's brains are just single-use plastic as well.
I think between the ages of 0 and 3 is when your brain is formed, and that is the time it's most, it forms.
Yes.
And teenage years is the second time. So actually,
very crucial years.
Yeah, exactly. Because you do become a lot more, your brain is changing loads. Mm. It really, really is. So that's probably a lot of it, is that you're changing.
Yeah.
You're getting hairs in places you didn't before.
Here we go.
There we go.
I don't know about
your hairs in places.
Unbelievable.
No, exactly.
Well, go on, Chris. What would you say to your teenage self?
A little Chrissy.
You are amazing.
Yeah.
You're a legend.
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah, look at that. Get a fringe like Sarah. It'll do you wonders. Get rid of the cardigan.
Yeah. Just go back there and just go, drink it.
I didn't like my early teenage years, and I absolutely loved them from about 13 to I think 17. I think they were like golden years. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
That's really nice.
Hang on. You didn't like the early years?
Yeah.
And then you just said from about 13. I'm talking secondary school.
Yeah, like 11, 12 was a bit.
That's not teenage years, brother, is it?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't like 11 to 12, Marcus. But I didn't mind 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Well, why don't you tell us about 28, 29 then? You know?
Because that's not my teenage years.
Neither 11 and 12.
You're acting like a teenager right now.
I am, aren't I? Me or Marcus? No, I enjoyed my teenage years. What would I tell myself? I could go back and tell 14, 15 year old Chris, I mean, probably the main thing, feelings aren't your friend, I think, because you really like, well, you know.
You want to be more cold hearted.
Yeah, if I base my life on feelings, which most impulsive. Of us have done, I have been.
Yeah.
And just every day is like up and down, and you know, especially if I feel good about myself or feel bad about myself.
But they're the
days.
Chemical, all the...
The yeah, moods, if the mood I could swings, just have like swings,
core values and thoughts from an early age, that would get me through a lot of crap. I just think like, you know, up and down all the time, like don't base it on how you feel. Like one day you'll fancy that girl and she won't fancy you back and you think the world's ended. The next day you fancy a different girl. Like, but you really, your emotions are on a roller coaster. Mm. So, you know, don't dismiss your emotions, but also don't base your life on a mate. Mm.
But you're trying to go against your sort of, what would be the word, sort of your physiology or whatever, you're kind of...
I could do it.
You're basically going to go back in time and say to your teenage self, right...
Become Spock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you need to do is become a robot.
Yeah.
And all the stuff that's happening to... It's a bit like going back to your teenage self and going, don't grow any taller.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now for me, that would have been an easy one. But your body's going through these things. So it's very, very difficult, I suppose, to try and hold on to perhaps what you're...
Was this meant to be a realistic chat? Going back in time. Well,
I just don't want to mug off the listeners.
No, fair enough.
But I suppose...
I think I'd also say...
You'd maybe try and get some absolute truths in your mind. Now, I know absolute truths are rather unpopular these days in this postmodern world that we live in. But there are some absolute truths that I'm sure certainly... we would perhaps adhere to or whatever.
I enjoyed a phrase the other day I had about truth decay. I thought that was quite clever. Ooh. About how we just don't believe in truth, but obviously it sounds like tooth decay.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Carry on, Marcus. I just thought I'd mention that. I really liked it.
No, I think I'm done on that part. So the sort of things you want to say to yourself.
I'd also say to myself, I think you're going to be okay. Mm. I think I spoke to some friends about it yesterday, and one of them was just like, I just give myself a massive hug.
Yeah,
I think you said, give yourself a pep talk. Give yourself a hug. You're going to be fine. Like your GCSEs, you're going to be fine. Yeah. You know, that person that you fancy or doesn't or whatever, it's all going to be fine. I just think you need to know you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably should give that to myself even now, a bit of a hug and you're going to be fine thing.
Well, it's that thing of, what's the saying? Something like you've made it through 100% of the difficult days you faced.
Yeah.
Like you are going to be okay.
Yeah.
And it's not always going to be easy. But I promise you, I am living proof that you're going to get there.
And those things are pretty formative. I think, you know, some, they're not always good, but they can help us to, you know, it's sort of churlish, but like you become the person you're going to be because of the experiences you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and actually another one of my friends is like, oh, I don't like the concept of regret. So it's not necessarily a regret thing. I mean, there are certain things
I'm
you'd
not
say
trying to
like,
change the path of, of history, but I just want to give a little...
Yeah.
Go on, girl.
I think I'd also give my 15-year-old self a bit of a heads up of like, in hindsight, what girls actually did like me. I was clueless. Absolutely clueless as a teenager.
I'd have thought you'd
completely
been...
clueless.
I was as well.
Yeah.
Which is probably a good thing.
Yeah. Because that school would have never recovered if you'd have known your true powers.
No, I'm more thinking, you know, that film with Mel Gibson, What Women Want? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so he gets electrocuted.
He can read their mind. Yeah.
Yeah, he can hear people's thoughts or women's specifically, hence the title of the film. And of course, you know, Mel Gibson was a bit of a pin-up back in those days. Oh, I understand some of handsome, his behaviour in the last however many years. But
back in the day.
Back in the day, he was a bit of a pin-up, blah, blah, blah. And so he can hear most of the women are saying nice things about him. See, I think most men would be like, actually, I'd rather not know.
Oh, I definitely wouldn't want to know what people thought of me.
You wouldn't have done.
No, because they probably were like, take the cardigan off.
Get your fringe cut.
Idiot.
I think for me, it would have been like, get your hair cut. It was all like that.
Aww.
What would you tell your younger
school
dominating self?
What was little Marcus like?
I would say, I would say, just keep doing what you're doing, Sam. They're all wrong. Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, that's all I've got to say. No, I think it is probably like things maybe you were touching on, Chris, just care less about what certain, specifically certain individuals say and all that kind of stuff. But I don't sort of look back and have particular regrets about sort of particular incidences. Mm. And so I don't know, perhaps maybe that's not where we're going with this chat, to be fair. I think one thing that I think most people say with this is it is that whole kind of it'll be all right. Yeah. It's more of a keep soldiering on, really.
Yeah.
I think that would definitely be, because it's odd to actually think about going back and trying to see yourself, but that would be definitely it. Keep soldiering on. Because for me as well, Sarah, sorry to just finish.
Go ahead.
But, oh, thank you very much. We've got time, haven't we? This isn't live, thank goodness. But I think at school, I felt like you did. Primary school. See, up till sixth form, I was in Scotland, so forgive me if some of this terminology is. But primary school, yeah. I loved. Mm-hmm. Absolutely loved.
I genuinely, it
was a great, great time. And then went to secondary school, and the first 2 years of secondary school, I didn't enjoy. I didn't like it. I felt out of place. Mm. And all that kind of stuff that you described earlier. And then in the third and fourth year of secondary school, began to find my feet. So that was when I was 15 and 16, yeah. I think. And I was like, oh, hang on, here we go. And it was odd because, this is going to sound a bit weird, but I did feel out of place, but I felt like I shouldn't feel out of place.
Okay. Was it more like they're the ones who are wrong?
Well, it just sort of a few things that happened. I mean...
Well, were you confident? Because you strike me as someone who's always had arrogant.
A swagger.
But like, I actually mean like,
Liam,
you know,
Gallagher-esque swagger.
You always seem to have like a...
My confidence got knocked when I was finishing primary school in the last year. Because I was, and I think maybe issues of nationality and all that, we maybe just explore that in another one of these podcasts. But my family, my parents were English and I grew up in Scotland. And I was totally fine. I mean, again, going back to football, really you find more about who you are and all that kind of stuff, your nationality, in terms of who you support the World Cup and so on. Yeah. And the 1990 World Cup was a big one. So I used to support Scotland, but I also support England because my parents would cheer for England.
Did you have a Scottish accent?
No, not really. Yeah. No, my brother and sister.
I know
had
you
more
can do a
me.
Mean one now. But
oh, I can do a fantastic one now. But we might have time later. there was a couple of guys in my class who suddenly, I think, sort of turned on me a little bit in terms of, oh no, you're English, and your identity is often something that sort of happens to you.
Yeah.
And it actually knocked my confidence a little bit. Not horrendously, there was no sort of issues of depression and so on. And of course, if there was, there's no shame in that. Mm. But I don't want to overdo this, is what I'm saying. So the first couple of years of secondary school, I was just a bit, I was sort of trying to find my feet again. I was a bit like, oh, do people not like me?
Who am I now?
Yeah, and also, do people... Because they were good mates of mine, and I lost those friendships, really. Mm. And there was a bit of a kind of...
That's even harder, actually, isn't it?
Yeah,
if they are
good
mates. If it's randomers or people you didn't really connect with, you can dismiss it.
Sure.
But if it's your mates turn on you, it's a big blow.
Yeah, it is a bit,
horrible.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, I don't know if I got beaten up or anything. I really don't.
No, let's give adult Marcus a hug.
It's formative stuff, right?
It is, yeah. And so
that's why we're going back in time to talk to them.
Exactly. And I would say, don't worry, they're knobheads.
Yeah.
No, I would say, so the confidence sort of went, but then got it back in, that, as I say, the third and fourth year of school. Because the way the school years work, as I'm sure everyone would experience something similar, the first couple of years, certainly in the school, high school I went to in Edinburgh, you only mix with a certain half of the year.
Yeah.
And then in the third and fourth, you mix with the other half. And when I mix with the other half, those guys I mixed with, I'm still mates with 20 years or longer.
Actually,
20 years
same.
On.
Same.
Yeah, absolutely. So that will happen. So confidence came back a bit. So I suppose in those first 2 years, which are not teenage years, but I'll
no,
just delve
they're
in.
Not.
Right, not
what idiot would think they were?
I'll indulge you, Chris Gall, Chrissy baby. I would say, like, do not worry. But certainly when I went to university, I went to university when I was 19. So just in the bracket, slightly a bit later. But that's when I really felt like I found my feet.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Would you like would you go and tell your younger self to also challenge authority a bit more? I definitely would. I wasn't someone who would openly challenge, but like I look back on some behaviors of or things certain teachers would say, and I'd love to like tell myself now, like, you need to challenge that, son.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a fair
teacher
thing.
Behavior. But I don't know that as a child, challenging that gets you very far.
It would get me in trouble, but I think I would be like, go on, son.
Yeah, I think the challenge is fair because you can't assume that you have the knowledge now that you did then, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the challenge is, it depends what it is though. Maybe it's like craft and design. Don't challenge that. Otherwise you'll whack a nail in your hand or something.
Yeah, no. It would be like, you know.
I can imagine you in woodwork. Yeah, the jigsaw saw or whatever it's called like that.
So does
it
sound like a...
Take his word for that or her word for that.
I had a teacher for English in year 10, so what, we were 15, and he never gave me above a D on anything. And I remember one point saying to my mum, she was going mad, and I was like, you do it then. And she was like, no, you're just trying to get out your homework. And I was like, all right, I'll do it and you do it, so you know I'm not dipping out of this, and we'll submit yours. And she got a D. Which is brilliant.
That
and
is
then
great.
So he just didn't like you.
He just didn't like me, and we changed teachers for the final year. And this teacher was incredible. I end up with all A stars and the award for the English Student of the Year.
So that's well what. Done.
Yeah, and I got. Well just, I got did a book token out of it.
Damn right, you got.
Yeah, it's not on my CV.
Did you like give the V's to
find
the,
him out and go? Look at that! You're a rubbish teacher.
Was it the same school? Did you say the
same school? Yeah. So they changed it. I think there was enough complaints by the parents of a lot of us. We're like, this guy's actually damaging their education.
Yeah.
We actually had a teacher they got rid of because he was just so bad. Like he would take our essays and lose them. There ended up being like some kind of
some alcoholic.
It was
somewhere.
All like it, not inquest. Was it inquiry? Not inquest. He is still alive, I hope. Yeah. But I said, I was. Yeah, he would tell us that his mate was going to double mark.
I've been down the social.
He was 16. I was like, doesn't seem legit.
Beer stains all over him. Oh,
and like,
literally,
like, so teenage Sarah was like quite. I describe myself as quite lame. Like lame. I was not brave. I was
I'm sorry.
Are you still thinking about my lost essay?
I'm going to get my mate to double check him.
Like,
is he qualified?
Well, who
it's
knows?
A bus driver.
Oh dear. Sorry. Carry on.
But so basically, like, I was not one to challenge authority, but even I was like, this doesn't seem legit. Yeah. And he told me I had an attitude problem. Bearing in mind, I was the most like meek, mild, absolutely. Boring person. And eventually they got rid of him, and I was like, I told you so.
Yeah. I think that's the sort of behaviours I'd want to challenge. And like in a hero like way.
Oh yeah.
Stand up on the table in front of the whole class and be like, we're not having this, who's with me? And I'll probably be on my own, get in trouble. But I think there's behaviours now as an adult, you go, that was terrible. Like, you can't treat people like that, especially teenagers. It's hard being a teenager.
So then, Chris, on that sort of train of thought, would you tell your teenage self to, like, punch that bully? Would you say, go on, give him one, knock him, you know, would you?
I don't know if I would. I don't know if I'd be that brave.
It's a little tempting, though.
Depends on...
I think back to my school. I mean, nobody particularly bullied me, I have to say. Yeah. But there were some people that I remember thinking... And bearing them, I'm not saying now, because as adults, you know, a punch can kill someone. Or something.
Yeah.
I'm not... Oh, knock his teeth out.
You don't
out.
Mean, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think...
mean, like, essentially, like... Just make some sort of statement to stop that person acting in the horrible way they are.
Oh, I wish I... Not punching someone, but I do wish
that
like
one.
I could be like, you don't have to put up with that nonsense.
Yeah.
Like there were some girls who were so nasty to me, and I wish I'd just gone, oh, you know what?
Yep.
Screw you. Like I don't need you, and just walked off.
Mm. Yeah.
When actually, you know, I think girls especially, there tends to be this sort of so-called friends bullying each other.
Yeah,
I wish I could do that now.
I think, but that type of bullying is really hard to pinpoint because it's subtle and it's like,
that's it.
You know, you can't.
It's not.
And so if you overreact, they overreact if you were joking.
Yeah.
I think
you can't take a joke.
I think on the question about would I punch a bully,
do you not remember though?
At school, you get in one fight, you start to get reputation, you start to go down a bit of a different path.
No, I know what you mean, but I'm just saying, like, as a one off, like, in my head, you know, some sort of scene from some sort of Hollywood film where he punches and everyone goes, aah!
I think I could
like
say...
Like you've liberated some sort of Greek town in the Second World War or something. You know?
I don't know about that. I mean, that's... I think there was one... There's only one instance I could think of where I got bullied for a
Greece
few months in school.
France,
I don't know if I would punch him. I just
would you have a stern word with him?
What would I do different? I would, yeah, probably. Yeah. Like, really stand up and, you know, verbally go at it. And, you know, I would give, my older self is now visiting my younger self. I'd give him some really good ammo.
Back then, I would have none.
Physically give him some ammo.
Yeah, illegally. So.
Wait, slip me around into this, you'll never get up.
I think things like that, I definitely, oh, you would be. And that's where, like, yeah, the good, the talk at the start, you're going to do fine, but also, I'm going to out you out in the meantime, son. Come on.
It's not a constant coaching session.
I don't know. It's a one-off, brilliant. It'd be like Quantum Leap, wouldn't it? You know, where he goes back and he's got his mate with him with, was it the machine that give him advice on that? Would you go back and, you know, do some sort of behaviour to confront things?
I remember once confronting a guy who was a bit of a bully. He not necessarily bullied me, but he would speak at and down to people a lot. And I remember it was on the football pitch once,
he was challenged Marcus in his arena.
He wasn't a very good player, and I turned around and I told him to F off, and I was like, "You are a moaner. You've done nothing. You're a shit player." You know, I did that, and I think some people were looking like, "What are you doing?" That's you
abort.
Know,
abort.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, what the hell are you doing? I think the reason why I said it was because. And this was in my third or fourth year, so the confidence is a bit back. But I mean, I've still, at the time of recording, never punched anyone in my life. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not a violent person. Yeah, yeah. It won't probably become a surprise to people. It's not a tactic I've ever sort of deployed or anything, or even sort of thought to reach out for. But I just thought, no. And I remember just thinking to myself, I think this guy's full of crap.
Yeah.
And I sort of called him out on it. And after that, I think a few others sort of thought, hang on a minute. And a couple of other guys, when he chipped off of them, went back at him. And not long after that, he changed schools.
Did he? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
he probably had other stuff going on, didn't he?
Probably. But as a 15-year-old lad, I mean, I can't work that out. And also,
it's still
not okay to bully people.
No.
You know, like, as I said, I don't sort of look back at that. But it wasn't like me. I beat him up in some sort of end of superhero film kind of thing.
Like Spider-Man.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like Thor sort of coming into, you know, that sort of thing.
Why has Marcus got a lump out in school?
Why is Marcus hitting that bloke with a hammer? Actually, that's not very good,
is it? It's a bit much, mate.
Yeah.
You're the bully now, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, he's electrocuting him. What's that? No, I'm sorry. You've gone a bit too far.
Calling down lightning.
Yeah. So any other comments?
So on a slightly lighter note, I would say
get away from beating
to
up
murdering a teenage bully. my boyfriend first went out with when I was a teenager.
Right. Mm.
So if I don't know if I'd tell her, but teenage me, if she knew now that I now have been with him for a few years and we live together, she'd be absolutely gobsmacked.
Yeah, but would you say that?
I don't
yourself?
Know if I'd tell
I
her.
I don't think you should.
You're gonna disrupt the space time continuum.
I think it might. Yeah, I think it might change.
You don't want to do that
because I think she would just be like, "No, you don't. Don't be stupid."
Yeah, but there are
who are you with this great fringe telling me what to do?
Like, you're not even wearing a cardigan. Not even you.
You can't be me.
You must be cold.
But you think about telling your teenage self that you would become. Well, obviously, you're currently a trainee vicar, so you will become a vicar unless they find out about that. unless you decide, unless you try to do something else, another profession or whatever. But you wouldn't tell your teenager.
No, I remember a girl in maths in year seven. So I was 11. I wasn't yet a teenager, in case anyone wondered.
Right, well,
I remember her once
now,
saying to me, "Really?" She was just like, "I can see you being a vicar one day."
Shut up!
No, I'm not joking. And I remember going, absolutely not. Yeah. No way. So there's no way I tell myself.
And you never saw
that.
Her before or since.
No, exactly. Yeah. It's like
and
highway
she flew
to heaven.
With those white wings that she had.
Yeah, really interesting. I was thinking about that strange. When I started to go through this. I was like, maybe she's got the gift.
You know? Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely would be. I'm too nervous about, what was it, the butterfly effect.
Oh yeah,
You know, changing things.
Oh, don't start that.
She's all right. Well, let's go with the idea. I'm not going to change anything. You know, I'm not going to cause the world to collapse.
Well, obviously, I'm not going to go back like Back to the Future 2 and say, right, by the way, next year's Premier
League
winner. I'm lumping on money.
But no, but I would give cryptic clues. I wouldn't say where I'm going to work and all that kind of, but I would say, trust me, you're going to be pleased with how this works out.
Lovely.
I'm not going to tell you the ending, would but it's like, a good one.
Sorry, but would you like align yourself to different teachers in schools? Oh, like in hindsight, again, that person was brilliant. Like you try and...
I think
because teachers
think
are really important when you're
a
teenager.
At the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I knew that as well.
I just kept my distance from all of them.
Yeah.
But like, as in, there's some teachers that are brilliant for you. And even, we used to have a brilliant PE teacher. Any of my friends back home listeners are going to know who I'm talking about. And it would be like, you'd be going down the corridor and you'd be like, I've got a maths exam coming up and I haven't practiced. So you go and see him. He's like, is there anything we can do? And he's like, oh, I give you a note so you could be a steward on like the cross country to get out of it. He was amazing.
What?
Absolutely amazing.
Irresponsible as well.
I like that. Yeah, that's what
was.
You think
we got
as
to,
a good teacher.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I would align myself to that man. I want to be you when I grow up.
I think a lot of schoolboys like... in a good way, because I know irresponsible covers an awful lot of sins as well. That kind of in the good sense, an irresponsible male teacher.
We had a really good football team in our secondary school, and we got to the County Cup final a few years in a row. And I remember just before kickoff one day, we were like, where's he gone? And he'd gone off to McDonald's because he's hungry, just before kickoff, in the cup final.
That's
at the county. It was
a bit. I thought you were going to say, turn up a load of performance enhancers.
Well, the reason we got that far was because he wasn't interested, and my mate Steve used to run the team as the captain. But it was a good old team.
You know, actually, talking about PE, that's another thing I tell myself. So PE in my school was horrific. They didn't teach you anything. They just expected
just
you to be able
run
to
run around a day.
They expected you to be able to run a 5K. Like, no thoughts about it.
Yeah,
it was horrendous. And actually now, I've run some half marathons. I like going to the gym. Like, I've realised that you can enjoy exercise. Mm. Whereas in school, I just thought, like, why the hell are we doing this? This is horrendous.
I just love PE. And that same teacher, he's brilliant. He'd cover you. You remember you used to get the cover teachers? Mm. And he'd come into another class and you'd hide the work. I mean, I was a naughty kid. Mm. You'd hide the work the teacher had left and you'd go, I can't find it. You'll go and play rounders. In the middle of an English lesson.
That's
absolute legend.
That's great.
That's class. Well, nice trip down memory lane.
Yeah, exactly.
There.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, tribute to Mr. Tossel there.
Mr. Tossel?
That was his name.
What? That's not his real. Also, we've got form for making fun of people's names on this podcast as well.
Yeah,
so.
I don't need to make fun of that. Writes itself.
Apologise,
sir. He's a great man.
That's such a ridiculous name. Like, you can't come up with it.
He is amazing.
There we are. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get in touch with us, do email us show@aqqapod.com. We're on Twitter and Insta as well, @AQQAPod. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thanks, Marcus.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Chris.
Well done, mate.
Nice one, gang. We'll see you next week.